to put some trucks ahead.
Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, there you go.
Dance. Wow.
Were you doing all that?
Hello? And that, people, is what happens when you do a live show. That is what happens when you do a live show. Fun. And Ginger's now not going to answer. The fun. Ginger, if you're talking, can't hear you, girl. Ginger.
Blow it out your ass.
Oops, that was a bad one. Ginger, can't hear you, girl. She's going hello in another window. Ginger, you have to pick up the phone. Oh, this is definitely Monday. All right, guys. In a second, we're going to get started here because we're like all into our... There she is.
Oh, my God. There we go. I kept trying to answer, and it like wouldn't, it kept giving me the whole little fish flipping and water noise.
Is that because you were online on my other PC? This is why we keep a backup PC. It's like I said, this is a live show, people. Yeah, this is how we roll.
Awesome.
All right. So we are way deep, 8 minutes in.
Yay!
We're so deep.
We're way deep.
Hey!
Oh, my God. What?
Bad, Ginger. Bad.
I couldn't help it. Snow was all of a sudden there in my head. It was her fault.
I need you not to be channeling Snow.
She's corrupted me. We're 8 minutes in. Whee! I know. I was wondering why you were being so quiet, but, you know, I figured you're just still, you know, fighting with Frankie.
Oh, man. The fun never stops on this train. Okay. All my news stuff is trashed.
Oh, no. All right. Well, I got some news. I got some news while you handle that.
Got nothing open except for charts, but go ahead. I'll do the charts in a little
bit.
That
is fine. That is fine. Oh, charts. No, no, no. It is Monday. All right. So, Nintendo Wii U pre-orders apparently are sold out and are now going on the gray market.
Are you kidding me?
$750.
Oh, you all know what's going to happen to you if you do that.
Mm-hmm. You're going to get busted. You're going to get busted. Nintendo's going to spank your pee-pee. So hard. Oh, it's going to be hard. Oh, it's going to be good. All right, so Nintendo's Wii U isn't due out until November 18th. And by the way, I'm pulling this from the Yahoo tech section. But that's not stopping the gray market sellers from capitalizing on the sold-out pre-orders. Sold out? Man, I didn't hear anything about this. Are we sure about this? Anyways, the Wii U's going on. They did a roundup to see how much the Wii U's basic set and deluxe set are going for on channels such as eBay. Wow. All right. The basic set, the 8 gigabytes, is being resold on average for about, oh, hold on to your panties, folks, $348, a 16% markup over the $299 MSRP. Over on the deluxe set, the 32 gigabytes, is going for $517 or 48% markup. Wow. Some people have even been able... Oh, my God. All right.
Spit it out, woman. Spit it out.
I've not been awake that long yet this morning. All right, so some people have even been able to resell the deluxe set pre-orders for as high as, oh my God, are some of you flipping people nuts, $749. With high possibilities of Wii U shortages, because remember there was a Wii U shortage when it came out.
There was.
Holiday shoppers who didn't get their pre-orders in last month because you were slackers really have no choice but to either wait in line on launch day at a retail or buy from a reseller. I will be waiting until New Year's when people have started returning stuff that they don't want or that people have realized their kids aren't going to play, and then I will buy it for cheaper.
I will most likely be outside of the retailer because, as we told you Friday, the best place to go if you're going to have to wait at a retailer is to go to Target. Because they're going to give you a ticket and you don't actually have to stand there. You may be there for a few hours until the manager comes in. But once that man or woman comes in and hands out those tickets, so long as you're the first sort of few people in line, you get your ticket. You can go home and go to sleep. You don't actually have to stand out there. So I will be at Target, me and Baby Natrix, sipping chocolate and playing with our DSs.
Awesome. I know I may go just to see the crowds, but I don't know if I actually want to stand in line for this kind of thing. And thank you, Joe. Thank you. We're back. And whoever Gene Todd is, don't spam on my timeline. Go away. Shoot.
Who's spamming on the timeline?
Some Gene Todd. I'm joining.
Who do we need to
touch? Because my cousin is a member. He's making $4,000 a month in less than 2 months. I don't know what you're trying to sell. Maybe it's penis pumps.
Oh, God. Yeah. Every day.
But I don't want in on it, so don't be spamming my timeline.
Every day. All day. Every day.
But you love it. You love me.
I must say, I had quite a good time. I managed to punch old ladies in the face over the weekend.
Oh, did you get into APB?
I did go into APB for a short bit. I did.
Well, just left me a message. I was around. I would play with you.
Well, I was looking for you, but you're no longer on my friends list. So I said, That's what I said.
No longer. I wouldn't have taken you off my friends list.
I know you didn't. I think they did an update. But I was like,
I would never.
That's how I went, fine. So then I punched me a few old ladies in the face, mowed some people down the street. I also created me a cop because I wanted to see what it was like on the other side.
Oh, yeah. See, I don't play cops.
I just wanted to see what it was like. It's kind of boring. Although as a cop, you can take some people down, like really take them down, if you so choose to. But I wasn't all that excited to be on the cop side. I got to say, the criminal one is much more fun.
You know, cops annoy me. I don't mind the cops that kill me. Go ahead and kill me, because then I can respawn. I absolutely cannot stand it. It irritates me. I will start screaming at the screen if you put those handcuffs on me. Because then I have to wait for the timer for the handcuffs, and then I have to wait to respawn, and then come back.
Well, see, that's what I was looking at. I didn't get to arrest anybody. I think I was patrolling or something, and some guy shot at me, so I ran him over. And then I said, I think I'm going to log out now. So I think I read it. The criminal's much more fun. What can I say?
Wow. See, this is why I love my Corey.
It is much more fun. The criminals are. All right. I got some news. Since my page loads up. Paradox Interactive is released. Never mind, because my page just decided it didn't want to load. I'm having one of those Mondays. I'm moving on to the next story. Apple, Samsung, and HTC are all showing off their profits. No texting me during the show. You know who you are.
Text her harder.
No.
Do it.
I thought I moved on. It flashed at me out of the corner of my eye. Y'all know I have super hearing. Super eyesight. So it's like, what is that bright light? Bad text. Okay. So Taiwanese smartphone maker HTC has posted their results for the third quarter of this year, and they're horrible. It says their profits came in at $133 million, which is a 79% drop from the $636 million during the same time last year. The company's income also dropped violently, is what VentureBeat is calling it. Violently.
Violently?
Violently to $2.4
billion.
Violent
drop.
It's a violent drop. Meaning people are going to get real violent because they're going to get fired probably. dropped to $2.4 billion, which is about half of what they made last year. HTC's earnings stand in stark comparison to those of Samsung, which expects to make $7.3 billion profit this quarter. Clearly, the Korean smartphone maker is doing a lot of things HTC isn't, and one of those things is actually selling phones. What HTC...
That's a low blow.
I don't make the news, I just report it. And what does HTC have that could turn things in its favor? Well, last week they unveiled the One X Plus, which is a slight update of the One X phone it released earlier this year. On another front, HTC last month announced that 8X and 8S, two slick but otherwise unexceptionable Windows Phone 8 headsets. I don't know. Every person I've ever talked to that's owned an HTC, they don't have anything good to say about it. I've never had one. I don't know, HTC. And I could tell you I've had a Samsung, and I was not that fond of it. So,
yeah, I've never had one, so I can't really say one way or the other.
My Samsung was horrible. That was the one I told you I got from AT&T that used to fall apart. Like, if you bumped it against something too hard, say your face while you were answering it, it would just, you know, it would break apart. And I always said, you know, it's just going to be my luck. I'm being chased by the axe murderer through the woods, and I drop my phone, and it falls apart. And be like, second, Mr. Axe Murderer, let me put my phone back together. Okay, now let me enter the first code that AT&T requires to get back in my phone. 1 second, I need to enter the second code that AT&T requires to get back in my phone. Okay, 1 second, now let me put in my personal code. Okay, now, so, yeah, that was too much work. Yeah, so I've had a Samsung phone that I was not pleased with. Samsung, you make good TVs, and you got good customer service. With TVs, I want to stress that, televisions, but I don't know about your phones. And HTC, everybody I've heard says the phones freeze up constantly.
You make good TVs, but the rest of it, you could really stop. Just stop.
Yeah. Just back away.
Just back away, just a little bit.
Hands in the air.
All right, so we told you Thursday mornings when we first brought to you, where is it? Wrong story. We told you about Colleen Lakowicz. She's running for office, I don't remember which one, for Maine. Anyways, we've got some follow-ups. I'm pulling this from Game Politics. Ms. Lakowicz actually responds. Yes, she does.
Ooh!
Senate candidate Colleen Lakowicz overleading responds to the story about her leading a double life in World of Warcraft. Colleen Lakowicz told the publican Thursday night that the attack shows that the Maine GOP is out of touch if they think being a gamer is shameful. Hell yeah! Hell yeah!
Wait a minute, where's my applause? Where's my applause for the woman? I like that. I'm going to have to find the applause. Keep talking. I'm going to throw it in there in a minute.
Yay! There are a lot of misconceptions about people who play online games, says Lakowicz. I've played with people who are retired college professors and lawyers. I've only ever played with adults. I don't totally believe that. There's a lot of kids who play games. You may not realize that they're kids, but
no, yeah. She's making a point, though. She's saying that, you know, this is how out of touch those people are. Only the kids play the games. Only kids play games.
That is true. That's true. She pointed out data from the Entertainment Software Association, which is the ESA, who I'm pretty sure, aren't they the evil ones? Anyways, that the industry generates $24.8 billion in revenue. That's an estimated 183 million Americans. Estimated 183 million Americans play games. And that the average age of gamers is 34. Yay, I'm still below the average. For a couple more years. She also points out that her fascination with World of Warcraft has waned in recent months. Data from Blizzard shows that this is also pretty normal. The game was down near 9 million subscribers earlier this year, but jumped back up to 10 million following the release of the latest expansion. Give it a month, it'll be back down. She also said that she's been pretty busy knocking on doors and campaigning to unseat first-term Republican incumbent Tom Martin. Lakowicz added that the blog post about her playing the game are 5 years old and taken out of context. She says, I regret some of the things I said before. I knew I was running for office could be misconstrued and offended some people. You look, don't apologize. You're playing a game. You're calling on a game. She's probably referring to what Grover Norquist, what? Huh? Anyways, many of these comments go back a long time. Finally, she expressed her confusion on why anyone would think it was a good idea to attack her on her hobbies. She says, I don't understand why I'm being targeted for playing online games when all I've done is campaign on the issue. That's the baffling thing. I'm out talking to people all the time about how the Republicans are doing, or what the Republicans are doing is affecting working class families in this district, and I'd really like to get back to that. Yay! Oh, and what is her, oh my god, Lakowicz, I may have to change teams. What is her current game of choice? Angry Birds.
Ginger.
Lakowicz, you're disappointing me.
Ginger.
Angry Birds, really?
But then again, are you able to hear me? You know I'm having issues.
I can. I'm ignoring it. I hear the voice. I hear it. You can't judge it till you try. I'm not trying it.
Ginger,
yes.
You know that's policy here. You got to try it at least once before you say you hate it. At least once. Give yourself 3 minutes, and then if say you hate it, that's what I tell Baby Nancy. If you hate it after you try it, then you don't have to do it again.
See, Corey's so mean to me. She's such a strict. Such a Corey.
What? Okay. I'm thinking this is Chrome that's causing this problem is what I'm thinking. As soon as I opened up Google Chrome,
Whoa, breaking up horribly.
Yeah, it's Google Chrome. As soon as I opened my my Google page, I bet there's something going on with Google. I am not pleased with you, Google.
That's not good.
That is not good at all. And have some problems. You know I will break up with a browser with quickness. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. What happened to my news? Okay.
They run it away.
Let me do some charts for y'all real quick. Before I fall off the map or something. All right, time for some charts. You ready, Ginger?
I'm ready.
Coming in at number 10.
Number 10.
It's Those Sleeping Dogs.
Let Those Sleeping Dogs Lie.
And remind me to read this comment from Jay after I'm done with the kids.
Jay, are you trying to kill our Corey?
No, he said something good. Number 9.
Number 9.
Pro Evolution Soccer 2013.
Wow, you soccer people are some serious men.
Oh, it's not over. Number 8.
Number 8.
Elder Scrolls Skyrim.
Elder Scrolls.
I saw that one coming.
Scrolls from Mojo.
I saw that one coming. You know, as it got colder, I said it's going to creep back into the top 10.
Yeah.
That's a wintertime game. Number 7.
Number 7, Minutes in Heaven.
I did not see this one coming. Rocksmith.
Really? Awesome. Yep. Well, go. Way to go. Way to go, Rocksmith. Yay!
Number 6. NBA 2K13.
Yay! You know, not really my game, but all right. Yay!
Number 5.
Number 5.
F1 2012.
Yeah, baby.
Number 4.
Number 4, because, you know, that's one more than a threesome.
Just Dance 4.
Just Dance 4. Oh, yeah, baby, Just Dance.
Number 3.
Number 3.
The Land of Borders 2. Borderlands 2, for those
of you. Yay, Borderlands 2. It's got two borders. It's Border of the Land. It's a Land of Borders. It's two of them.
Number 2.
I just had alcohol this morning. Number 2.
The number 2, Resident Evil.
Yay! It's Evil Resident.
And number 1, I give you 3 guesses what this is, Ginger.
Best game in the whole world right now. What is it?
Just guess. Top of your head.
Batman Legos.
No, you know what's number 1.
Angry Birds?
Ginger.
No, I honestly don't know. Number 2?
You were just talking about you crazy soccer people. How would you not know what number 1 is?
Oh, FIFA.
FIFA 13.
We hadn't mentioned FIFA yet. FIFA!
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 And now I must share with you Mr. J's comment. He says, Colleen Lakowicz leads a double life in WoW. Maybe she should be like most politicians and just philander instead. That deserves some applause.
That's a low blow. That's awesome. Way to go, Jay.
It went on. I got too much stuff open, I believe. Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah, I know. Jay says, why the hell is Rocksmith in the top 10? Hasn't it been out for a year and got destroyed in reviews?
No. It's not Rocksmith. Well, I think there was a... I think they were talking about Rocksmith a year ago. What came out and got destroyed was that other game, Rise of the Sixth String.
Awesome. Okay. Well, then it is my go again. And there's somebody leaving a... There's people leaving Zynga left and right. They're like, sorry, you're going down. We're out.
Who?
Words of Friends co-creators leaving Zynga. On the heels of Zynga lowering its outlook for the third quarter.
Oh, man.
And several research firms downgrading its stock. There's even more bad news for the publicly traded social game developer and publisher. Oh My God Pop founders and Words with Friends co-creators have left Zynga. Paul and David Bettner, the creators of the enormously successful Words with Friends game for mobile and Facebook and other Zynga with Friends titles, announced their departure. In a phone interview with GameSpeak, the brothers confirmed their exit but did not disclose what they plan to do next. They're just getting away from that sinking boat. No.
Can you blame them?
No, I don't. Paul Bettner says, we're still very excited about the future and feel like we are at the beginning. Because you have to begin again because Zynga was dragging you down. Zynga has lost a steady stream of high-profile executives and other titled individuals in the last few months. Paul and David Bettner joined Chief Security Officer Niles Pullman, Oh My God Pop's Wilson Kriegel, COO John Schrapert, Cityville General Manager Alan Patmore, Chief Creative Officer Mike Perdue, Vice Presidents Bill Mooney and Brian Burstwill, CTO Alan Linewand, and Chief Marketing Officer Jeff Karp. That is a lot of people you guys have been losing. Plug those holes. Man those buckets.
Did you say man the buckets?
Man the buckets.
Yay for Google Chrome crashing.
Oh, and Google. You know, I've noticed mine's been, like, locking up and really, really slow recently. But
I thought it was just me. You know, you wonder, especially since I had all the trouble with Frankie. I was like, maybe it's just me.
I don't know. Well, since you crashed, I've got another one, and this is...
Go for it.
On the heels of that same story, Zynga planned to write off up to $95 million over the Oh My God Pop merger flop. Ouch. Zynga's $210 million purchase of DrawSum, Oh My God Pop, is officially a dud. Zynga's latest financial report, the company revealed that its third quarter revenue will be lower than expected, clocking in between $300 million to $305 million, and will report a net loss of between $95 million and $105 million. That's a decent-sized loss. Holy crap. It can only be an indirect admission that the DrawSum craze is over. Zynga also said its plans write off between $85 million and $95 million related to the Oh My God Pop purchase. Founder Marcus Pincus said that the third quarter of 2012 continued to be challenged, but as a whole, we did not execute to our satisfaction. You think $105 million loss? That's pretty much not satisfaction. Pincus said he plans to implement cost reductions in the fourth quarter and focus on investing in the mobile industry. All right, so cost reductions. People, get ready to be losing your jobs. I know the holidays are coming up, so get something in line now. Seriously, not even joking.
Yay, Google Chrome crashing. I don't know if Ginger can hear me.
And a blog post to his team. Yay! I can hear you. Can you hear
Yay.
Me?
I can hear you just fine. You have to respond when I say something, Ginger, so I don't think you can hear.
I responded right then. As soon as I heard you, I responded. So that was
Ginger likes to torture me.
I'm sorry. And you keep cutting out, so that
yes.
could be the other deal.
Girl,
you're talking and I don't hear part of what you're saying.
Girl, it is horrible over here. It's horrible. It's Chrome. We're going to break up. I need to find me a new browser. I'm so desperate, I may go to Opera. Yes, I may have to go to Opera. It's that bad.
Oh, no.
The Google Chrome is out of order. Yes, I may have to leave and go to Opera. I may have to.
No.
I have no choice. It may be over between Chrome and I. We had a good run, but we may have to break up.
Oh, no. All right. Well, then, I guess since you are... back up, or do you have something, or can I go?
You're going to have to go, because Chrome is fighting with me. We're going to break
all right,
today.
All right. Let me get a drink. Hold on, people.
Ginger's doing this without a net.
No net. I'm trying for the triple axel backflip. Yes. Ninja moves.
You know what? That's bad that I knew exactly what you were talking about when you said triple axel.
yeah,
you
right?
You did a triple sow cow?
Yes. I'm going to have my toes in the air and my hands out in the whole little L position. You know, the fingers pointed, thumbs
together.
It's
just a death.
Yes. All right, now that the guys out there are, like, having to readjust their pants. you know what? Here, I'll help out. Did anybody see the ninja? Oh, what was that? Oh, crud, what was the video I watched this weekend? They were playing, dodgeball. The ninja dodgeballer. Did anybody see that video? Oh, my God. The kid moves forward with the ball in his hand, does this weird backflip as he's still moving forward, lands, does this turn, and launches the ball at the guy and just knocks him straight in the face. It was so hot. This is why you do not let ninjas play dodgeball. But, yeah. All right, so.
You know what? I'm done.
Seriously. All right, come on. That was totally geeky. Geeks love nerds. Or nerds. Geeks love ninjas. All right, so today's breaking news. Android users are infected.
Infected
with Plague Inc. Miniclip and Endemic Creations today announced that the acclaimed iOS game Plague Inc. is now available on Android devices. Plague Inc., which has contaminated more than 1.4 million iOS devices, once again delivers high-quality, strategic gameplay to players, asking Android users to design and master a lethal plague to bring an end to humankind. Death to humans! Endemic Creations and Miniclip are passionate about adding new content to Plague Inc. with lots of updates and expansions planned. The mind-controlling Murex worm will be added to the game in the next few weeks thanks to Miniclip's Export Genie technology and much more after that.
Genie technology?
Mm-hmm. Reminds me of Nintendo. Remember the Nintendo Genie? Or was it Sega Genie? I remember
Genie, Game Sharks or something. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Some kind of business.
Yeah. Plague Inc. is now available on Android devices through the Google Play Store, and it's coming soon to an Amazon App Store near you. You can download it, and I've got the link for you over on new.gameandatrix.com. Go check it out. It's rated 9+ for infrequent mild horror, fear themes, and realistic violence. Plague Inc. is a mobile game that has a unique mix of high strategy and realistic simulation. Patient Zero has just been infected, and players must create a deadly global plague whilst adapting against everything humanity can do to defend itself. A smash hit from a first-time indie developer with over 14 million games played. Plague Inc. evolves the strategy genre and pushes mobile gaming to new levels. On the I scrolled. Only the strongest can survive. Hey, all right. So, like I said, I've got this up on GameAndAtrix.com, new.GameAndAtrix.com. New.GameAndAtrix.com is the prettier one. Go check it out.
It's still a bit of a mess.
Yeah, it sounds like fun, though. It sounds like a lot of fun. So, really, really go check out, people.
I got two. Hopefully, y'all can hear me okay now. Okay.
Yeah.
Ginger's not going to like this one.
Uh-oh.
Apparently, LucasArts is teaming up with Rovio. Today they've announced Rovio will be making Angry Birds Star Wars. A mobile NPC game to be accompanied by a deluge of licensed paraphernalia. The new spinoff feature Rovio's agitated avian cast dressed up as the leaders of Star Wars Heroic Rebellion with the villains of the Evil Empire, subjected to a porcine portrayal. The game will also make use of familiar Star Wars settings such as Tatooine and the Death Star. So people seem to instinctively know what to do when handed a lightsaber or a bird in a slingshot. So this is a natural combination, said Lucasfilm VP and head of studio operations, Colin Slevin. Angry Birds Star Wars will be available worldwide in just a few short weeks, November 8th. But Rovio said it'll be preceded into stores by a massive merchandising blitz from Halloween costumes to clothes, plush dolls, and action figures. This won't be the first time Angry Birds is allied with an outside brand. Last year, if you remember, Angry Birds was partnered with Rio. Remember they did the Angry Birds Rio, which is a tie-in to the 20th Century Fox animated film Rio. It also collaborated with. It also collaborated with punk pop band Green Day for an episode of its Angry Birds Friends Facebook game. I'm sorry, I want to play this because I'm pretty sure one of these birds is gonna have a lightsaber and it's gonna be just delicious. And I know Darth Vader's gonna be one of the pigs. I just gotta do it. I'm sorry, I want to play it. I'm sorry, Gigi, I gotta do it. Okay, got another one for you. Since you
What do you got?
Kabam! Y'all, you don't have to say the name like that.
Oh, no, it's Kablam! Kablam!
They're collaborating with Kongregate and GameStop on a unique in-store promotion for a game called Realm of the Mad God. Starting today, GameStop customers who visit any one of its 4,400 U.S. locations can pick up a Realm of the Mad God player card containing a unique code that will unlock exclusive game content on Kongregate.com. And 250 GameStop power-up rewards points that can be redeemed for items from the rewards catalog on powerupbrewards.com. Each cardholder will also have a chance to win a $10,000 GameStop gift card. And if you are a girl, you need to make sure as soon as they hand that to you, you put that in the bra. Okay. In addition, GameStop will promote Realm of the Mad God online in stores, and Kongregate will further promote the game to its 16 million unique monthly users. Kabam is releasing exclusive new content available for a limited time to all players who access Realm of the Mad God through Kongregate.com. This exclusive content will include a new ninja class, Kongregate-branded pets, and a new treasure dungeon. The new class is one of the 13 in the game, and the Kongregate pets will help players navigate through the bullet hell in the Mad God's world. The best partnerships drive significant value to each party. In this case, Kongregate and GameStop wanted to partner with us because of the value Realm offers to its customers, an award-winning game that will feature exclusive content to Kongregate and GameStop customers for a limited time. That's from Chief Operating Officer Chris Cavallo. As for Kabam, this partnership allows us the potential to reach millions of traditional core gamers. If you've not heard of Realm of the Mad God, because I hadn't, it's been heralded as a cult classic and is Kabam's first massively multiplayer online role-playing game, which is a strategic move on behalf of the company to deliver top-quality multiplayer, multi-platform games across genres. Realm is a true cooperative MMORPG where players must help one another to survive in this bullet-hell thriller and defeat the Mad God bent on ruling the world. For details of the promotion and to play Realm of the Mad God with access to the new Ninja Class and Treasure Dungeon exclusive to Kongregate, players can visit Kongregate.com/MadGod. And again, you also have a chance to win that $10,000 GameStop gift card, but you have to go to GameStop. You have between now and the 21st to go in and pick up the card. I think they should let you just do it online. If you sign up, you should also get a chance.
Yes. I agree.
Because sometimes people just don't feel like going to GameStop. I passed by GameStop like 3 times this weekend, and I looked at it and went, meh. I don't really want to go.
I go into GameStop, and they act like I'm a pariah. They will not talk to me. They barely even look at me. It's like, there's a girl. And if, you know, usually if I go, I've got a guy with me, and they will talk to him and talk over me. And he's like, you know, she's the gamer. She's the one you need to talk to. But they're like, nope, we want to talk to you. And we, like, totally look at me like I'm some sort of freak. It's crazy. Kind of one of those, do I have something on me? I mean, seriously, come on.
No, you don't. You're just a girl.
I have boobs. It's okay. They're not contagious.
Joe says he agrees with me. He wants to play the Star Wars Angry Birds 2. Ginger, just try it once.
No.
3 minutes. No. Come on now. I tried stuff for you.
Fine.
Only one. Just one. 3 minutes.
I will try it for 3 whole minutes, but then at 3:01, I'm going to be like, never again.
At 3:01, you're going to be like, oh, my God, I'm playing this stupid game and I can't stop.
It's horrible.
You're going to like it. It's a good stress relief.
I will have to try it. All right. Speaking of stress relief, some people need it. Modern Warfare 2 map is getting pulled, totally getting yanked, over Muslim complaints.
Oh.
Yeah. The Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 and Modern Warfare 3 map, Favela, has been yanked from multiplayer list, according to an escapist report. The reason for it being removed is supposedly, because of Muslim gamers objecting to it. The map depicts a shanty town in Rio de Janeiro, but the controversy seems to be about bathrooms in the map that contains two paintings that contain quotes attributed to the Prophet Muhammad. Allah is beautiful and he loves beauty. The objection is that these quotes are found in bathrooms. An Activision rep told Kotaku, "We apologize to anyone who found this image offensive. Please be assured we are unaware of this issue and that there was no intent to offend. We are working as quickly as possible to remove this image and any other similar ones that we may find from our various game libraries. We are currently working to release a title update to remove the texture from Modern Warfare 3. We're also working to remove the texture from Modern Warfare 2 through a separate title update. Until the TU is ready, we have removed the favela multiplayer map from online rotation. Activision and our development studios are respectful of diverse cultures and religious beliefs and are sensitive to concerns raised by its loyal game players. We thank our fans for bringing this to our attention." They say the maps will likely be in rotation after the Sane is scrubbed from them. Really? Aloe is beautiful and he loves beauty. All right, so I mean, maybe a toilet wasn't the best area to place it, but at the same time, I kind of like that quote. That's pretty. Just I wouldn't have put it in a bathroom.
I don't think there's anywhere you could put it that's going to please everybody, unfortunately.
I guess, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. And that's just, I don't know what to think about that. Part of me is kind of like, really, people? But, I mean, I understand they're sensitive to this kind of thing. So, you know, hey, you know, if that's offensive to you, then that's offensive to you.
This paper gun thing business is getting out of control.
Paper gun?
Paper gun.
Remember
we were talking about this? Remember, I think we were talking to you guys out there about this a few months ago where you were able to print a gun out on paper and it works.
Oh, yes. That's so awesome.
New York Times has now picked it up, saying that it won't be long before you can print your own real gun on a 3D printer at home while your parents think you're playing on your computer. Those of you who still live with your parents, and some of you do, just stop it. You're too old to live with your parents. You're 46, for God's sake. It's a fully functional. It's supposed to be a fully functional gun, like the one that was posted up by BetaBeat this past summer. And VentureBeat as well had a story about it. It says that it might not take any knowledge and skill to build. Story notes, it won't be long before a felon unable to buy a gun legally can print one at home by downloading a free schematic from the internet. You then click on a button to build a gun on a 3D printer, which costs about $1,000 right now, which is not a whole lot. There's some out now that are around $500. And as the story goes, there are no background checks, no age limits, no serial numbers etched on the barrel, or sales receipts to track the gun. Cody Wilson, who's a law student at the University of Texas, is building a completely functional printed gun that he hopes to upload in the next couple of months. He calls the gun the Wiki Weapon and runs a site called Defense Distributed. A spokeswoman for the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives said the agency was keeping a close watch on 3D printers, but it would be pretty hard to enforce a ban on printing guns in your home. And you don't have to enforce a ban on printing them, but you can go to the websites that are printing them and tell them they have to be licensed. And there has to be some type of watermark put into them. Come on, people. We need some new people in our offices.
Yes,
they really are so far behind. There are things you can do. This has to be watermarked. Even the bullets, if you're going to allow people to do this, you have to have a way to track it. Because what happens when there's the woman with the crazy husband who comes to the house and kills her and the kids with his 3D printed gun? You're going to be like, we don't know who did it. And it's not even illegal for him to have it. You guys are going to have to put something in place. Instead of trying to go after Kim.com and his compound, these are the people you need to be trying. You need to be trying to stop this. Anybody that's selling the schematics needs to have a license to do so, period. If they are selling them illegally, if you find out they're putting them up to download, then you need to be on them, saying, you know what, you're going to jail. It's a weapon. It can kill people.
Jail. Do not pass go. Do not collect
$200. $200.
Because this is out of there.
This is weird, and this story on the internet is quickly catching a whole lot of hellfire from people. this is crazy. It's very scary. We're going to have little kids shooting each other, and nobody's going to see it coming. You all are so worried about the cell phones and the texting, which is easy to stop. It really is, to stop people from texting while driving.
Yeah.
But this right here pretty much is going to be impossible to stop if you don't put something in place now. Like now. Like yesterday.
One hand, I don't have an issue with this. I think that this technology is, amazing and has so many wonderful possibilities. On the other hand, there are stupid people out there who are going to use this for the wrong thing, and that's what's going to hurt us.
Yes. He's actually taking donations, the guy that made this, at his site. And I'm hoping – see, this is – as you say, I'm kind of – I'm on the – I don't want him to stop doing this. I just want them to be able to trace him is what I want.
Yeah.
Not him, but the people who print it out. He needs to be keeping a list. And this is one time, yes,
well,
to be watching.
Well, there's something to that. They have to buy the special printing material if there's some way to put something in it that we can trace. We know who bought this specific bundle of plastic that they're using.
Well, it's not plastic. It's just it's a certain kind of paper.
No. It is
a
paper, but it's a plastic compound sort of thing, from what I've been reading.
Okay, he says it's a ABS plus polymer, which costs about $5 per cubic inch, and
so
some cleaning solution.
Cheap.
Yeah, it's not gonna be too cheap. It's gonna be cheap enough, and the fact that you don't have to pay for the license is very, very frightening.
The main thing we have right now is that even the guns that you can build with these are so flimsy, you couldn't shoot anything. You couldn't shoot a fly from like an inch.
But you know it's gonna get better and better.
Yeah, it is. And
for
like
our
said,
military,
you know,
it's wonderful. It takes it could half the cost of a lot of for our military. On the other hand, what we don't want is the crazies getting it. We don't want mob bosses getting hold of this and untraceable. As Joe said, gun shops have to be licensed to sell guns. This guy needs to have a licensed watermark. This is something easy to put in place. Licensed watermark, when you download this and you print it, you can't scrub the watermark off.
Yeah, something. You know, and that's why I was thinking some kind of something inside the paper. It's going to say, specifically.
Yeah, this paper can be used, and it'd be a warning on the box. This particular paper can be used to print weapons. That's why we asked for your driver's license when you bought it. And then when you bought it off the internet, there's another step you have to go through. There's things to put into place. If you manage to get the paper without giving them the driver's license at the store, downloading it from the site puts a watermark that says this is what site it came from, where you are, your IP address. You people, our politicians, are going to have to get with the times. You are so far behind. You're like, oh, there's nothing we can do. We don't know. There's plenty you can do. Plenty.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to get off the soapbox. I'm upset. I'm going to have to write
some
things later.
Soapbox.
We may talk about this Thursday when I can use the proper verbiage.
That sounds wonderful. I like that idea.
Have a beep.
Yes, it'll be night time. We can say all sorts of naughty things.
Oh, that reminds me. Before I let you jump in, I had an old man that cussed me out Friday. It was hilarious. He called me a son of a beep.
Oh my God.
He was.
Did you tell him I have the wrong body parts to be that?
No, I just laughed because he had to be around 90, and he couldn't see very well, so he was under the mistaken impression that I was blocking his driveway, and I was nowhere near his driveway. That's how I know he couldn't see. Then he takes out his cell phone, and he tries to take a picture of me, and he couldn't figure out how to get it to work, and then he called me a son of a beep, and I just smiled at him. I go, you are so adorable, and that really pissed him off. He went in the house with his little walker and slammed the door.
Wow. And that is how you defuse a situation.
Now, on a different day, he might have got a whole different Corey. I might have walked up on the porch and said, you better shut up before I push you down and break your hip, old man. Shut up. But I wasn't in that kind of mood. I thought he was so cute. He was yelling. And the cell phone thing just cracked me up. He kept pushing buttons. I'm going to take your picture and send it to the cops. I was like, you go right ahead. Want me to pose?
Make sure you get my good sign.
Yes, this is my good sign. Right here. Did you zoom in? All right, go, Ginger. Go.
Because my shoes are hot.
Go.
All right, Monster Shooter sets its sight on Nintendo 3DS. Yay, Game Million. Anyways, announces today that Monster Shooter is coming soon to Nintendo eShop on Nintendo 3DS. The cartoon alien shooter from Game Alien became wildly popular on smartphones this year with more than 5 million downloads for iOS and Android.
Droid.
Anton Goffin, founder of Game Alien, explained why they are expanding to new screens. Monster Shooter just looks incredible on Nintendo 3DS. definitely one of the best-looking games on Nintendo 3DS we've seen. It is truly a hypnotic experience to play Monster Shooter in 3D. Really, do y'all have Hypnotoad on it? And if anybody doesn't know, yeah, Hypnotoad. All right, Monster Shooter lets the players rule Dum-Dum, a born hero space goon who does not like aliens, and he has good reason for that. Aliens kidnapped his cat. Wow, really?
Yeah.
Didn't run away. Dum-Dum has a simple plan to save his cute little kitty. He plans to shoot everything that moves. The shooting mayhem never ends as Dum-Dum uses every weapon he can get his hands on, from shotgun to railguns to rocket launchers to blast tentacle fiends into atoms. Monster Shooter raises the bar for shooter gameplay with amazing effects and perfectly tuned details. The game is balanced to offer difficulty levels for both casual and hardcore gamers. Wow. All right, so there's a YouTube trailer, which is up on new.gamingmatrix.com this morning. Head over and check it out.
That'd be scary.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Patcher, I'm going to need you to stop. I agree with what you're saying, but I'm going to need you to stop. Robert Patcher's been very, or Patcher, been very mouthy, as well. No, not Robert, Michael. He's saying that he thinks it's time for the industry to put out new consoles to reverse sales declines. I have to agree with him. Of course, U.S. retail sales of video games have not been good all this year so far. We're already in the third quarter. We're about to head into Christmas. So by now, we should be, you know, rocking right along. He says this was in an NPD data preview note. Webbush Securities analyst Michael Pachter said that September results, which is going to be published this Thursday, won't be much better. That the industry really needs new consoles from Microsoft and Sony to push sales into positive territory again. You also need to drop the price of these freaking games.
Drop them down.
He also says even big software titles this holiday, Halo, Call of Duty, and the launch of the Wii U won't be enough to really reverse the damage done throughout the year. He says we expect October through December to be relatively flat and expect a return to negative territory again this year, at least until the launch of the next-gen console from Microsoft or Sony. He continued, a new console cycle is likely to reverse the negative sales trend of the last several years, with next-gen consoles expected from each of the three manufacturers over the next 18 months. Nintendo, of course, will be launching the Wii U on November the 18th, and while neither Sony nor Microsoft has yet announced a new hardware, you do expect a new PS4 no later than November of next year, and the next Xbox no later than March of the year after that. That's too far away, gosh. Competition from social and mobile games have hurt packaged goods sales over the last 3 years, and should serve to expand the market for console games over the long run, although it appears that the addressable market for handheld games will continue to erode. He's also saying we expect publishers to address the problem of free online multiplayer with evolving business models, adding increased opportunities to purchase virtual items, creating subscription-only serialized content, and adding premium subscription layers to the free offerings currently provided. Ultimately, Pachter sees the next-gen consoles selling very quickly, even if they are only a modest improvement over the current generation. He believes publishers are all planning big lineups for new systems for Microsoft and Sony, and that these games will help bring software sales back to prominence. He says, we believe that publishers plan an unprecedented number of new games for launch in the first 2 years of the next generation, providing relief from the gamer fatigue we've been seeing over the last 3 years. It's been a lot longer than 3 years since these consoles have been out, and it is about time that we got some new consoles on the market. It's time.
Yes, it is totally, totally new time.
It is, and the Wii, they always end up leading the charge. And you guys, I'm still waiting on Xbox to give us a handheld. Xbox, come on.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. That would be awesome. You know, because I wondered about that, because the PlayStation came out with the PS3 and the PS Vita.
Mm-hmm.
The PS3 and the PS Vita. The PS Vita.
PSP and the
PS Vita. But the PS Vita, you're supposed to actually be able to take the games from your PlayStation 3 to your PS Vita and back and forth, right?
Yeah.
Kind of swap it. It's kind of got that whole screen swap thing.
You can do that with your Wii, too, with certain games, not all of them. So it was still a borrowed concept, but it works. I don't mind it at all.
Yeah.
But
I've been wondering why Xbox didn't put one out.
They keep saying that they won't, but I think you should. You should expand into that market. And what's worse is some of you developers out there, we need we need some games that kind of are not a kind of cross-platform in a different way. Meaning, if I have an Xbox game, I kind of like what Minecraft does. Ironically enough, Minecraft, I can play it on my PC, and I could play my same thing, over and over, and there's different things depending on what you play on. Like, obviously, my phone won't run the graphical interface, but I can make things in Minecraft.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of just trying to keep up with the social media, you need to expand the game concept over social media. Like, why can't I craft things for my Skyrim game on my phone and then bring it back to my Xbox?
Oh, that would be awesome.
I'm just saying. You all are not thinking outside the box over there. It's like y'all got so stale.
Yes, and WoW, if you make it some way for me to be able to fish on my phone, I may come back.
Dude, they make it so you can fish. I will come and play WoW. I could do it from my phone.
Kidding. You know, I don't want to be able to kill monsters or anything. I just want to be able to move around the water and fish. Oh, my God.
Oh, we are so out of order. All right. I think we got time for one more if you squeeze it in.
I think I might be able to squeeze this in, maybe. All right, so Spooktacular Adventure with Sony Pictures Animations, Hotel Transylvania, launching October 26th on Nintendo DS and November 9th on Nintendo 3DS. We've played this. It's awesome. Hotel Transylvania for the Nintendo DS and 3DS is going to be releasing. I already said that. Hotel Transylvania is an action-adventure video game based on Sony Pictures' upcoming comedy, Hotel Transylvania, which releases in cinemas October 12th, so a couple of days. Welcome to the Hotel Transylvania, Dracula's lavish five-steak resort, where monsters and their families can live it up. Free to be monsters, they are, without humans to bother them. On one special weekend, Dracula has invited some of the world's most famous monsters. Frankenstein and his wife, the mummy, the invisible man, a family of werewolves, and more to celebrate his daughter Mavis's 118th birthday. For Drac, catering to these infamous friends is no problem, but his world could come crashing down when a human stumbles on the hotel for the first time and befriends Mavis. Awesome. There is a Facebook game for this, by the way, and it's great. I like it.
See, I told you would like it, didn't I?
Yeah, it's a good game. It's a good game.
It's a simulator.
Yeah.
It's a little bit on the complicated side. Complication is good, see?
Yeah, exactly. And I like it. All right, so I've got this up on Gamenatrix, our new .gamenatrix.com this morning. Head over and check it out.
All right, it's about that time, lady.
Is it?
Yeah, it's about that time. Oops!
Oops!
Uh-oh. I had to do it. You guys know where to find us, dude.gamernatrix.com, gamergirlsradio.com, and we're here 24/7 at Blog Talk. You know, four or five people just stopped to look at their computers just now when they heard that sound. People that were on their Apple iPods listening stopped and went, oh my God, wait a minute, I'm on an Apple.
I know, but still, that sound, man, it makes you stop and look, you're like, ah, crap.
Sound makes me get a knot in my stomach.
My computer did that to me last night. I was so mad. I was making a dress. I had it about 95% done, and my whole computer just doo-doo and was dead. I was like, really? I hadn't saved any of it, so guess who got to start over from scratch?
I'm sorry.
I know. But I did learn something.
You to save it to go?
Yeah, that too. Drunkenness and Photoshop? Yeah, it just gets worse the more you drink.
I'm mad because I have some damn shoes going out, and I cannot get something to line up right, and I was just like, I'm done last night. I'm not putting them out yet.
I'm working on some. I finished my Frankenstein shoes. I'm working on some others. I sent you a picture in Skype. I don't know if you got it.
I got it.
You like
I did not get to comment.
Oh, okay.
I was eating a burger at the time.
I was very proud of them once I finished them. Turned out good.
I was eating a burger at the time. I could not comment properly. I had ketchup on my finger.
Yes, ketchup on the keyboard is never a good thing.
Well, you never know until it's too late. It's down between the keys.
Yeah. Speaking of, now that I look at my keyboard, I need to dust it again. You can see which keys I use the most.
That's what the letters are
about. I know. There's no letters, and they're all shiny.
All right, Ginger. Give them people their bye-bye kisses.
Goodbye, people.
Bye.